各位弟兄姊妹，早上好！感谢主的带领，今天可以站在这里为他做见证，让他的话借着我的口说出来。感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, good morning. And I thank the Lord that the Lord has given me the opportunity to testify of Him today and to speak of His words.
Amen. 我叫 Yuki，来自中国，然后现在来美国已经3个多月，然后我是在这边受浸的，你们感谢主，然后今天很高兴可以为主做见证，你们。
So my name is Yuki. I've come from China. I've been here for 3 months. I was recently baptized, and I'm very glad today to testify of the Lord.
你们。我生活在一个拜偶像的家庭里，所以自打我有记忆以来，我就被我妈妈和外婆带着去庙里面拜佛。
I grew up in an idol-worshipping family. So from the time that I could remember, I was brought with my mother and my grandma, to the temple to worship the idols.
所以每个月我都会帮长辈们一起烧烧香，然后背背佛经，然后我的口里也会念着几句求平安和保佑的话。
So every month I would go to the temple, I would burn the incense, I would read the Buddhist, words or scriptures, and then I would, worship these idols in this way.
我还记得小的时候，如果家里发生了重大的事情或者生病，然后我们除了去医院，他们就必定会去寺庙里面求菩萨、求平安和求医治。
I remember that in my family, if there were ever any sicknesses, we would go not only to the hospital, but also to the temple so that we would pray for healing and peace.
所以就是在这样的环境下，我的家里，从来没有机会听到福音。
And so, in this kind of an environment, I was not able to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以当时 Francis 去我家里的时候，我姐姐特意叮嘱他说，不要在我家里面提耶稣，因为在人眼里这是一个很难成的事情。
So at that time, when Francis, who is now my husband, first came to visit me, my sister specifically told him not to mention anything of Jesus because she felt it would be something difficult for my family.
因为在一个拜偶像几十年的家庭里面去传福音是非常困难的。
Because it's very difficult to preach the gospel to a family which has been worshiping idol for many decades.
但 Francis 当时他说他不可能也做不到不传福音给我家里人，所以当我家人听完福音以后，他们的反应跟我们所预料的完全不一样。
But Francis said, I cannot but preach the gospel. And the reaction of my family after they heard the gospel was completely unexpected.
Amen. 他们都没有抗拒。我外婆虽然还没有信，但她当时对我说："你能信耶稣是好事
At that time, although they did not believe themselves, but yet they did not resist either.
情。
My grandma told me, for you to believe in Jesus is a good thing.
所以神的大能真的让我感到很奇妙。
And so I was very amazed by God's great power.
Amen. 然后我妈妈在上周也已经受浸归入主了，所以看在人眼里多么难成的事情，但是这是多么严峻的环境，但只要是出于神的，一切都没有难成的事情。
And even just last week, my mother was baptized. Although this may have seemed to be something impossible with man, but yet with God, nothing is impossible.
这是何等的恩典，感谢主。
And this was such a grace from God, and for that I thank him.
然后在我来美国前的一周，我外婆体检的时候查出来腹部有一个很大的阴影，需要动手术做病理检查才能知道结果。
And before I came to the States, my grandma, she was going through an examination and they found a large mass in her back.
动手术那天我印象深刻，这个是我妈妈第一次跟我说，我们一起去祷告。
And I have a very deep impression of that time Because when she went into surgery, that was the first time that she had asked me to pray together with her.
因为从前她是一个非常非常会忧虑的人，她喜欢大事小事都紧紧地抓在她自己的手里。
Previously, she had been someone who liked to worry very much. She was someone who wanted to have control of everything, whether great or small.
就是这样一个人，她愿意来到主面前，将她的忧虑都交给主，求主保守我们。
And for such a person to come and to trust in the Lord and to ask of him to keep her.
Amen. 所以我在她身上再没有看到从前那个皱着眉心、心事重重的样子，我看到了她的平安。
So at that time, I no longer saw her worried self, but rather I saw that she was in peace.
Amen. 这是一个很大的转变，让我很感动。主在增添她的信心的同时，也增添了我的信心。
And this was a very great turn in her, and it encouraged me very much, and it strengthened my faith.
因为信主以前，人对好的事情就是开心，对于不好的事情就是难过。
Before people believe in the Lord, they are sorrowful about sad things and they rejoice about the happy things.
信主以后就不一样了。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
But after believing in the Lord, it's different for us because the Bible says all things work together for good to those who love God.
Amen.
Amen.
所以遇到好的事情或者坏的事情，我们都满有平安和赞美。
So whether we encounter good things or bad things, we can be full of peace and full of praise.
因为我们知道我们的主是赐平安给人的神，我们知道什么才是真正的平安。
Because we know that our God is the God who grants us peace, we know where the true peace is.
我当时把马太福音第七章七到十二节分享给了我的妈妈，然后我今天也想读给大家听。
At that time, I shared Matthew 7, verses 17 to 18 with my mother, and I want to share it with everyone as well.
你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。你们中间谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？求鱼，反给他蛇呢？你们虽不好，尚且知道拿好的东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好的东西给求他的人吗？所以，无论何事，你们愿意怎样，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人，因为这就是律法和先知的道理。Amen.
So this is in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 12. And it says, Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. And he who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. But what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. Amen.
Amen. 我们的主他多么的爱我们，他给我们的是远超我们所思所想的，他给我们的平安喜乐也是远超我们所受的苦和所付出的代价的。感谢主。
How much the Lord loves us. He gives us beyond what we ask or think. And for this, we thank him. Amen.
Amen. 然后分享完妈妈的故事，我想再给大家分享一个我爸爸的故事。
After sharing about my mother, I would like to share also about my father's story.
我爸爸在五年前生病去世了，他是一个很成功的商人。
My father passed away about 5 years ago. He was a very successful businessman.
从他16岁开始就做生意，然后在他的中年得到了他所追求的财富和功名利禄。
He began working when he was 16, and when in his middle age, he gained the success and the riches that he had always hoped for.
但他同时也付出了很多，他很努力工作，常常陪客户应酬，喝酒到 半夜才能醉醺醺的回家。
But he also paid a great price. He was often out drinking with his clients and would come home drunk.
然后第二天一大早，他会继续准时去公司上班。就是这样，日复一日，年复一年，他的身体先垮了。
And the following morning, he would have to return back to the office. And it was in this way that his body broke down.
在他五十岁这一年得了重病，那段时间我一直在医院陪着他。
When he was 50, he got very sick, and I was often by his side in the hospital.
我经常会看到他躺在床上，两眼无神地对着天花板发呆。这个眼神，我看到了绝望或者是无望。
And I often saw him staring as he was lying in his bed, staring up at the ceiling. And I saw in his face a look of despair and hopelessness.
我想这个眼神我可能会记得一辈子，因为实在是太深刻了。每每想起来的时候，我就会想起绝望是什么感觉。
And I will remember that look on his face for the rest of my life. Whenever I think of that look, I think this is what despair looks like.
看着最亲的人在我面前被病痛折磨，看着好好的一个人被折磨得皮包骨，我就很心痛。
And seeing the one who I love most dearly suffering in such a way, seeing him being reduced to skin and bones, my heart ached.
这不亚于我自己面对死亡，所以我当时就在想，如果人从出生那一刻就在等待死亡，那么人活着是为了什么？
And it made me think, if man is just waiting to die at the end of his life, then what is the purpose of living?
他那么辛苦工作，得到了今生的财富，又有什么意义？
And what was the purpose of him working so hard to get rich?
所以在他去世后的很长一段时间，我整个人都是很迷茫的。虽然看上去好像生活回到了正轨，
So the period of time after he passed away, even though it seemed like my life had returned to normal, but yet I was in a sense of confusion.
我虽然感觉我还活着，但我的内心是空白的，因为我觉得我的生活没有盼望。
Though I was living, but yet within, I was very empty because I realized there was no hope in my life.
因为无论怎么样，我们最终都要面对死亡。那今天地上的一切都将会过去，没有任何意义。
Because at the end of my life, I needed to face death, and all the things in my life are really without purpose.
直到我听到福音，我才知道原来我们可以盼望永生，不用把目光放在今生。
It was only when I heard the gospel of Jesus Christ that I realized that we have a hope, and I don't have to put all of my hope in this life.
我一下子就明白了什么才是真正的生命，人活着不再是等待死亡的到来。
It was only then that I realized what a true life is, that I'm not waiting for death.
我有了新的盼望，我可以盼望神的国，盼望主的到来，主为我解决了死的问题。
I have a new hope that the Lord will come again and that the Lord has dealt with the problem of death.
因着有永生的盼望，所以就算在今生面对各种的苦难和逆境，我也有勇气面对，因为主与我们同在。
And with this hope of eternal life, no matter what the difficulty and trouble in this life, I have the courage to face it.
在我们受苦难的日子有多久，喜乐的日子也有多久。
And according to the years of our difficulty and trouble, so too the Lord gives us years of gladness and joy.
所以今天我们吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。我们所要的一切，我们的天父都知道。
And so what we eat, what we drink or wear, this is what people in the world are seeking after. But our Heavenly Father knows all the things that we need.
对，我们先求他的国、他的义，剩下的东西他都会加给我们。
So we should seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto us.
在今天这个堕落败坏的世界里，我们不求富足，不求权力，只依靠那厚赐百物给我们享受的神。
And so in this fallen and corrupt world, we don't seek after fortune We don't seek after power, but we seek after the joy and the peace which we have in our Lord.
那么今天在地上的五十年或者一百年还重要吗？这在永生里面都不足以提。
And in the scope of eternity, with eternal life, the 50 or 100 years of this life is very, very insignificant.
所以我想对各位弟兄姊妹说，今天还有多少人和曾经的我一样，觉得没有盼望？
And so, to the brothers and sisters here, I want to say, how many people were like me before, without hope?
那些还没有机会听到福音的人，多么需要我们将福音传给他们。
And how much those who have not heard the gospel need for us to preach the word to them.
我也想对还未信主的朋友说。
And I also want to say to those here who have not yet believed in Jesus.
今天又有多少人和我的父亲一样，忙忙碌碌终其一生，但最后面对死亡，只有绝望和无助。
How many people today are still like my father, who are working hard for this life, but yet are without hope?
在人生的最后时刻，他多么想抓住些什么，但什么都抓不住。
Who at the end of their lives are trying to hold on to something, but yet can hold on to nothing.
Amen. 这是何等的可怜，多么需要神来救他。
And how pitiful is this condition, and how much we need for God to save us from this.
我们不要做瞎眼的人，我们只要愿意相信，就可以进入神的国，转向他，亲近他。
I hope that we will not remain blind, but that by believing in Jesus, we can enter into the kingdom of God. We can draw near to God himself.
Amen. 可惜我今天可以传福音给很多家人朋友，却唯独没有机会传给我最爱的人。
And it's truly a pity that today, although I can preach the gospel to many of my friends and family members, but yet I can no longer preach the gospel to the one who I loved so much, my father.
所以今天我们可以认识神，可以听到福音，这都不是偶然，都是神的安排。
So today that you're able to hear the gospel, we believe that it is not something of a coincidence, but it is something arranged by God beforehand.
今天我们不仅要自己吃饱，也要让别人吃饱，哪怕只是小小的两条鱼。
Today we not only want to be filled ourselves, but we also want others to be filled, even if it's by two fish.
地上的人看到我们的生活和普通人不一样，也是会被鼓励的。
And we say that those in the world who see our lives, when they see that they're different, that we live differently, then they will also be encouraged.
所以我们要活出他生命的见证，不要辜负神国的福音。
So we want to live out the testimony of Jesus in us, and we don't want to neglect the kingdom of God.
感谢赞美主。
I thank and praise God.
Amen.